bro. We know. Well, if you guys are just tuning in, welcome to Drew Hernandez Live. Subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link, please share it everywhere. And I think we will be syndicating for the next hour on LFA. We're just starting Based America right now, LFA TV. Make sure to subscribe. Rumble.com/LFATV. Rumble.com/LFATV. And I'm just going to be dual streaming at the same time. This is huge. This is world news. Trump has been declared guilty on all 34 felony charges. He is the ultimate thought criminal, the ultimate thought felon, Donald J. Trump. And I'm telling you guys, this is only going to backfire, and you're already starting to see it. Trump's donation website has crashed. The servers on Rumble overloaded. Tim Pool has just announced he has donated the maximum amount to Donald Trump. He has just donated the maximum amount to Donald Trump. This is not the time to remain silent. This is not the time to back down. This is not the time to cry. This is not the time to sit around and say, God, how could you allow this to happen? This is why I've been trying to prepare MAGA. This is why I've been trying to tell the right wing, the real right wing. This is why I've been trying to tell people, be ready for persecution. Be ready for Trump to be indicted. Be ready for Trump to be convicted. Be ready for Trump to be thrown in prison. Be ready for the ultimate persecution on MAGA and ultimately the church. This is why I've been telling people, prepare, brace for impact. It's getting real. And don't you dare question your faith or question God and say, how could this happen? I prayed that no weapon formed against Trump would prosper. He's God's anointed. Nothing like this could happen. You're praying wrong. Pray for divine protection, hedges of protection. But ultimately, not my will, let thy will be done as it is in heaven on earth. Thy will be done. God's will be done. And we march on. We press on. We don't stop. We don't stop. We don't delay. We don't cuck out. We don't sit around and cry. We don't sit around and ask God why. We press forward. And so, yes, it is confirmed. Shout out to, I don't know who said it in the chat. But yes, it is confirmed. Donald J. Trump has posted on Truth Social. Let me pull this up. Why? This thing is, maybe it's just the internet right now. There it is. Trump has confirmed. A press conference will be taking place tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Trump Tower Atrium, MAGA 2024. I'm assuming, obviously, 11 a.m. Eastern. So I will be streaming this tomorrow morning. I'll probably start an hour early tomorrow morning. I'll probably start at maybe 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. This is world history, man. This is go time. This is election season. This is what they're doing. They are politically persecuting Trump. He's one of us. That's our boy. And if they're going to do it to him, they're going to do it to us. Now is not the time. Look at what they have been doing. Look at the developments. And this is what I've been saying since 2018. I told MAGA that they would rig the damn 2020 election. MAGA got mad at me. And I said, okay, watch and see what happens. It ends up happening. And I told people, one of these indictments, they might convict Trump. and throw him in jail. We got to be ready for this. Because this is all of us. This is our future. This is where they're taking us. And I don't say this to discourage you. I don't say this to dismantle you. I say this to prepare you. And we'll see, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see if we get a free and fair election. I don't know, chat. At this point, they might just assassinate Trump. I believe they are going to throw that man in prison. They're going to put him in a jail cell. They're not going to go easy on Trump. What they're doing is they're attempting to make an example out of Trump right now. That's what this has always been about. However, it's backfiring. Watch what happens from here on out. And I promise you, come July 11th, when they sentence Trump, if they put this man in a damn jail cell, they put this man in an orange jumpsuit. If they actually make him the ultimate orange man, and they put him in an orange jumpsuit, it's it. It's over. What I mean by over is this is like ultimate Mount Rushmore American revolutionary historical figure forever that will go down as one of the greats. Like, this is George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. Like, this is up there. Thomas Jett, like, this is it. This is it. And watch how America responds. And I'm not calling for violence, but you want to talk about a red pill? America is getting red pilled right now. America is getting red pilled. They are waking up. They are watching what is happening. They see that this is a show trial. They see that this is a setup. They see that the star witnesses are a joke and they lie under oath, admittingly in front of the whole world, destroying their own credibility. They see how the media has been lying for years. They see how the media has been slandering for years. They see all the lies from the deep state operatives and the Uniparty on both sides. They see they're awake to the multiple impeachment hoaxes. They see they're awake to the multiple attempts to destroy and slander Trump's credibility. They see that they're trying to designate everyone that loves America as a right-wing MAGA domestic terrorist extremist. And they see how it doesn't line up with reality. And this, my friends, this is only going to push Trump over the top. This is only going to push Trump over the top. And I'm telling you, it's already happening. How do I know that? It's consistent. Everything they throw at Trump only makes him more powerful, and it makes us more powerful, because this is not an attack on Trump. This is not an attack on MAGA. This is an attack on America. That's what this is. And America is starting to see it. And America is fed up with it. And America doesn't want to put up with this any longer. If you guys agree with that, drop a one in the chat. If you guys agree with that, drop a one in the chat. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what this next election is going to bring. I don't know what this next election is going to bring. All I know is that if we do get a free and fair election, Trump is going to slaughter. It's going to dominate. No contest. Literally no contest. It's the election W. That's it. This Trump won the election today. Like, when I see this, like, oh, that's it. He won. He won. We got it in the bag. You don't do this. You don't do this in human history. You don't make martyrs out of people. Because when you do, that sparks a revolution. And it causes people to see you as a threat to their existence. So it works to our benefit. It works to our favor. But the only concern I have, honestly, is do we get a free and fair election? Do we get a free and fair election? Because right now, that's the only thing stopping us. We have the momentum. we have the ultimate populist in culture. Biden was shilling in Philly yesterday, pandering to the blacks because they're losing their grip on the black community. The Latino community in the United States of America that are patriots and that love this country, I'm one of them, are fed up, are flocking to Trump. They have lost. They have exhausted all options. And when an authoritarian regime exhausts all options, they get desperate, which makes them violent and very dangerous. And assassination is on the table. They will throw this man in a jail cell. I've been telling people this, that a conviction is coming. God's will ultimately be done. We fight to the very end. But God's will ultimately be done. And now you're going to have to figure out whether or not you're really about this or not. Now you're going to have to really figure out whether you're about this or not. I told people that this is, it's insane what's happening. Trump's donation page crashing. Do you see, it's just the donations are flooding in. It's astronomical right now. It's literally astronomical. Like this, I told you guys last night, and I'll say it again, it's literally the equivalent of Obi-Wan Kenobi getting struck down by Darth Vader in A New Hope, and he just transcends. He just transcends in the Force. He becomes more powerful than you could have ever even imagined. He goes far beyond any physical limitations. I'm not saying Trump is a god. What I'm saying is you don't make a martyr out of your opponent, because all that does is it puts them in a whole different class through the stratosphere. And they've done it. Well done, Deep State. Well done. Adding to his credibility, proving his point at every turn. Only confirming everything Trump has been saying. He's been right about this political witch hunt and persecution that has not stopped. And pay attention to the rhinos. You know what they're going to start saying? You're going to hear this. Remember what they were saying in the primary last year? Trump's compromised. He's going to be imprisoned. Trump is compromised. He's compromised. DeSantis tried to ride that wave. So did Vivek. Remember when Vivek was telling people that we need... Remember Vivek was telling MAGA? Literally, he was telling like grandma Trump supporters, literally. It's on video. He was literally telling them, you need me to save Trump. It's like, get out of here, bro. What are you talking about? Right? You're gonna see that wave come. Here they come. They're gonna come. Who's gonna stand with Trump? Well, pay attention to what happens right here. Okay? Pay attention to what happens right here. In this moment. And I've been trying to preach this for the past few years to get MAGA ready for these moments, because I knew they were coming. And because I could see it. I could see a lot of people have very spiritual immaturities. They're not ready to accept these types of realities where the church, you go through this persecution. You pray for all the protection you want, but God's will is what will be done. And if God calls you through some serious times of persecution, well, it's time to go. Get up. Let's go. And my question right now is, who is going to stand with Trump and who is going to depart? Stand up right now. Who is going to stand with Trump and who is going to depart and jump ship? That's what I want to know. Pay attention to everybody right now in the movement. Because what persecution has always historically done is separate the sheep from the goats, the real from the fake, and only spread the message even further. That's exactly what's happening, because that's what has always happened historically with the church and any cause of good or freedom. So pay very close attention from here on out. Who stands with Trump? Who's still about making America great again? Who's still putting America first? Who's going to bail? Who's going to jump ship? Who's going to put their tail in between their legs? Who's going to run away and try and go and lick the boots of the deep state like a total homosexual beta cuck? Who's going to do that? People have been asking for the past few years, Drew, why are you so aggressive? You're a little over the top. You're pushing people away. Why do you sound so mad? Why are you like this? Why are you so loud? Am I loud enough yet? They're about to put Trump in prison in a couple months. Am I loud enough yet? Have I gotten through to you yet? Do you not understand that this is not a damn game show? Do you not understand that this is reality? Do you not understand that this will be you if the feds are not investigating you already? Drew, why are you so aggressive with your commentary? Well, today, now you know why. Here's a heavy dose of reality for a bunch of beta conservatives that find themselves totally disillusioned right now that this could happen. Drew, why are you so aggressive with your commentary? Well, if you can't tell by now, you're just retarded. You're literally just retarded. And that's me being nice. You're literally just retarded at this point. You live in a banana republic. You live in a third world country. And with that comes the fall of any form of justice, any form of court systems, judicial systems. With that comes with the downfall of the media, the rise of fake news and lies and controlled narrative and propaganda. With that come a normalization of political assassinations. And you're living it. And you're living it. And you're living it. Don't let people tell you that you're crazy. Don't let people tell you that you're a little over the top. Don't let people tell you that you're a little too extreme. Don't let people tell you, no. You have every right to be righteously angry and amplified right now with what is happening in this country that should lead you to peaceful and patriotic action in the name of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. I told people that this is not about justice. This is not about what is true. Set up. What they do. It's a setup. And don't get it twisted. I'm a born-again Christian. God could do anything. But what I do know is that a heavy chunk of the New Testament is preparing the church for persecution. When I became a born-again Christian, that was the first thing that stuck out to me. Boom, right there. It's like, I'm like reading, going through the New Testament. I'm like, wow, this is like, wow. God really wants me to be prepared for a hard life. Here we are. If you guys are just tuning in, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link, please. Share the transmission everywhere. Okay, let's see what we got going on in the feed. Let's see what we got going on in the feed. Let's see here. All right. All right, let's see. 2021. If you need a reminder as to why they're getting desperate and they're resulting to desperate measures, there are many different ways to look at this. Look how Trump has been dominating. So this is between April 11th and May 21st, RCP average. Look at this polling. I cannot wait to see the poll numbers after today. That's going to be the next big viral story. Mark my words. This is only going to make Trump more powerful. This is not the time. This is not the time to walk away and desert our boy. Who's really about this? Who's a grifter? Who is actually authentic? Who's a liar? Well, we're about to see, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to see. Trust me. I told you guys 2024 was going to show us a lot. Have I not been saying that? Well, here we are. Look at this. 2024 presidential preference. Arizona. Look at these swing states. 43.8% Biden, 47.8% Trump. Nevada, 42.6 Biden, 48% Trump. Wisconsin, 47.3% Biden, 47.4% Trump. Close, but Trump's on top. Michigan, 46.6% Biden, Trump, 47.1%. Look at that, Michigan. Pennsylvania, 45.5% Biden, 47.8% Trump. North Carolina, 42.7% Biden, 47.5% Trump. Georgia, 43.6% Biden, 48.4% Trump. They're getting desperate. They're running out of options. And we are dealing with people that don't play by the rules. I think this is where, unfortunately, I think conservatives have a blind spot when it comes to analyzing these people. They do not play by the rules. They do not believe that the law applies to them. They are okay with rigging the system. Because that's what liars and that's what cheaters do. That's what liars and that's what cheaters do. They can't beat you authentically. They don't have the ability to beat you authentically. They don't even try because they know that it's futile. Dead. It's useless. Pointless. So what's the next step? Well, it's to rig the system in any way you can. And there's multiple ways that they could rig this upcoming election. Mass mail-in ballots, machines, the millions of illegals that they're allowing to vote in this upcoming election. It's already happening in Arizona. It's already happening. Pick one of the three. And that's all they need. Pick one of the three. You want to talk about election interference? This is what election interference is. Politically persecuting, not prosecuting, politically persecuting one of the most effective, popular U.S. candidates in modern history. Attempting to derail him off the campaign trail, distract him off the campaign trail, and also politically assassinate and jail him from even running as president. He's still going to run. That's if they don't kill this man before the election. Trump is still going to run. I don't really believe in the too big to rig theory. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't believe in that. I don't. Because if you can manipulate the machines, it really doesn't matter how big of a voter turnout it is. You know what I mean? It's election integrity should have been the top priority for the Republican Party the past 4 years. Especially with a majority Republican House. And what have they been concerned with? Oh, no, Israel. Oh, my God. Our greatest ally. Billions of dollars to Israel. We need to silence anti-Semitism on college campuses. Oh, my God. Israel. Screw America. Ukraine and Zelensky. I'm coming. Oh, my God. That's what the Republican Party has been concerned with these past 4 years. Worshipping Israel, giving billions of dollars to Israel, billions of dollars to Ukraine, shilling for Ukraine, while we are getting set up for this upcoming election. But just keep having a hard on for Israel. Just keep going. That's working, huh, guys? It's working, isn't it? Fools. Literally fools. Foolish and terrible theology. Gosh, I'm so sick of hearing it. What is wrong with you people at this point? You know what I mean? It's like there will still be retard Zionists right now that are like, we need to give everything to Israel. It's the only way to save Trump. Give everything to Israel. It's the only way to save Trump. Shut up, dude. Shut up. My gosh. Are you America first or not? Are you America first or Israel first? Are you America first or Ukraine first? Which one is it? Which one? Show yourself. Unreal.
Billions of dollars to Gaza and the Palestinians. Oh my God. Yeah, billions of dollars to Iran. Billions of dollars to Israel. Billions of dollars to Ukraine. Oh, hey, by the way, hey, Republicans. Knock, knock. Can we get some election integrity? Can you guys like actually do something to ensure? Hello, knock, knock, that this next upcoming election is actually secured? No, you need to worry about our greatest ally, Israel. Get the hell out of here with that. It's just like, you know what I mean? Nobody's buying this crap anymore.
Literally, nobody's buying it, bro. Get over it already. Nobody is buying it. It needs to stop. The shilling needs to stop. It's cringe. It's gay. It's destroying our country. And the shilling needs to stop. People are sick of it. They're sick of it. People are sick of it, dude. Mark my words. America first and America only. None of this is going to get fixed until none of this is going to get fixed until we actually fix our country first. While every other country on the face of planet Earth is gutting us like a retarded fish.
Okay, Israel, here's $1 billion. Yay.
Do you know how retarded you have to be to still be saying that right now? Honestly. When literally the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, just a couple days ago, they bombed the hell out of Rafah. And you see all these videos. They're confirmed. They're real videos. I didn't think they were real at first, but they're actually real. Little kids with their heads blown off, incinerated in the streets. Prime Minister comes out and says, oh, sorry. That was a tragic mistake, but we'll investigate it. Awesome. Yeah, awesome. That's great. Yeah, you're doing the Lord's work, brother. Yeah, you're doing the Lord's work, brother. Awesome. Yeah, you proud of yourself? Pat yourself on the back. You like looking at little kids with their heads blown off, decapitated? Oh, that's great. You're freaking awesome, dude. You're an awesome Christian. Jeez, bro. It's wild, dude. There is a time for war. There is a time for peace. God ain't calling me to contribute to funding, blowing off the heads of children And they admit, Israel admitted they were innocent civilians. They literally admitted they murdered and slaughtered innocent civilians. Get out of here, bro. Sick of hearing this already. I jump through all kinds of mental gymnastics to try to justify it. It's both sides. Pull out of both sides. Let them kill each other. The hell do I have to do with that? Why do I have to pay for that? Why does my bank account have to contribute to that? I'm an American. I'm not Israeli. I'm not Palestinian. I'm an American. Jeez.
Unreal. Crazy.
And people are like, well, Hamas is hiding behind the kids. Yeah, we know. And that's why we should just let them deal with it. Why? What the point is, why do I have to fund it? Are you retarded? You're retarded, aren't you? Why do I have to pay for that? If they want to kill each other like they have been for the past 1,000 years, I would like not to fund that. Jeez. Hamas hides behind the kids. Yeah, we know, dude. What are you? What is this? My gosh, a 9,000 IQ, bro. Wow, 9,000. Wow, we don't know that.
Retarded.
Anyways, the point is this. While our country is getting hijacked, your Republican Party is more focused on those things I just described. That's the point. Facts. That's facts. That is literally facts, brada. All right. And everybody knows it. Everybody sees it. Here's Patrick Bet David just posted on X. Let's see what he has to say about Trump being indicted on all, excuse me, Trump being rendered guilty by all, on all counts.
There's millions of worried people in America today about what just happened. It's embarrassing. It's a shit show. I get it. However, I'm telling you right now, never have I been more confident about the future of America.
Yep.
This is the greatest country in the world. Don't let anybody fool you, confuse you, or say anything else. However, to keep it the greatest country in the world, you and I got work to do. We can't be naive. We can't be oblivious. We can't sit and conform to wanting everybody in the world to want to agree with us and like us. We got to do our part. We at Valuetainment will set the tone. The Bet-David family will do their best to set the tone. I would encourage you to do the same with you, your family, your community, your company, whoever you directly and indirectly influence, because collectively we can keep America as the greatest country in the world. Well, we need you as well. God bless everybody.
America needs to show strength right now. That's what needs to happen immediately. Yep. That's what needs to happen immediately. All right, let's see what's going on in the news. Let me pull this up real quick. The real da 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 da. And I told people that this was a possible outcome. This is what I'm telling people. Do not be disillusioned. At all. Show no weakness. Here's Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate reacting to the news.
My nigga Trump was set up by the system, man.
He was set up by the system.
My nigga Trump.
They're trying to keep a black man down.
My nigga
in
Trump.
In America, of all places.
My nigga Trump. My nigga Trump firing. Was set up by the system, man.
He was set up by the system.
My nigga Trump.
They're trying to keep a black man down.
My nigga Trump.
In America, of all places.
My nigga Trump.
It's backfiring, Riggas. It's backfiring, Riggas. I told you. It's backfiring. Trump needs to go back on X. He needs to be on X. He has to. He should stream that press conference tomorrow on X. That's what he should do. That's the move. What do you guys think, chat? What do you guys think, chat? I think Trump needs to stream that press conference tomorrow. And he needs to do it on X. Rumble at the same time. Be on the Rumble front page. And then on X, Elon needs to retweet it and amplify it to hundreds of millions of people. That's what needs to take place. That's what needs to take place. But that's what all of these show trials mean, guys. That's what all these show trials mean. And this is who's going after. This is who went after Trump right here, guys. This is Alvin and the Chipmunks fat threat right here with his Dunkin' Donuts. Oh my gosh. Let's see. Byron Donalds is weighing in. I like Byron. Let's see what he has to say.
They might have a spring today, but it's not going to last very long because what happened in New York is a travesty of justice. Everybody knows it. You've been talking through the elements of what's occurred. I'm not going to go down the elements. You have a situation where the justice system is prosecuting and persecuting a chief political rival. No American wants that, especially when you look at the backdrop of how Joe Biden has been a complete disaster as president of the United States. Nobody's doing well, except for major Democrat donors. They're doing great. Everybody else is suffering. And so when you look at Donald Trump, who had a great presidency, he wants to come back and be president. And now you have Alvin Bragg and these other knuckleheads like Jack Smith are out there trying to throw him in jail. The American people are going to see through this. And it's not about Republican Democrat anymore. It is about Americans who need a better country. We significantly need a better president. Joe Biden cannot do that. Only one man can, and that's Donald Trump.
That's right. Well, by the way, guys, in about 20 minutes, we'll take your calls. In about 20 minutes, I want to hear from you guys. This is a big night. I want to hear from you. In about 20 minutes, we'll take your calls. So get your popcorn or your drink or whatever, and in about 20 minutes, we'll start taking your calls, and we'll get the number up on Drew Hernandez Live. Look, even Elijah Schaefer weighing in. Good job, Republicans. Maybe with these presidential convictions behind us, you'll have more time to send additional money to Israel and Ukraine. Principled conservatives never let us down. I know, it's true. It's true. It's true. Sorry. Didn't I just say that? Because people know, man. Elijah knows what's up. Elijah knows what's up. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what else is going on in the Twitterverse. I can't wait for the press conference tomorrow. I will be streaming it. Drew Hernandez Live tomorrow morning. So be there for that. The press conference starts at 11 a.m. Eastern. So I'll be streaming here on my own platform, Drew Hernandez Live. It'll be cool. I'm pretty sure LFA will carry it too. So just make sure to watch it. Mm. Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg. Here's Valentina Gomez. She's running for Secretary of State in Missouri. In Missouri. And she just posted. Let's take a look.
Then you ain't black or an American. If you're not voting for Donald Trump, then you ain't black or an American. President Trump just won the 2024 election, and the Democrats just gave us 34 more reasons to vote for him. The entire judicial system is weaponized against the one man who wants to secure freedoms. You're either a patriot or a traitor.
Oh, not Drake, not Drake. Nah, not Drake. Nah, kill that. Pack it up, pack it up. Not Drake. Not Drake. No, no, no. Not Drake. Nah, wrong song choice. Wrong song choice. Good video content, though. Good video content. Just not the Drake. Not Drake.
Imagine. And if you...
Okay, let's see. We got it. We got Owen Schroyer. Let's see. Trump verdict. Okay, here. We got Owen Schroyer. Let's see what Owen's got to say.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it was a pretty epic day here at InfoWars, as you can imagine. And if you think about how far InfoWars has come in the efforts to silence us, shut us down, censor us, and yet we're still on air, and now we had to hit the barbed wire first, even before Donald Trump, dealing with the lawfare that he's going through now in these rigged cases, it just goes to show you why they wanted InfoWars shut down. Because we have had the sense of urgency about how corrupt America is, how corrupt the political system is. We've been the realists in the arena exposing this for decades.
And honestly, InfoWars 2016, tip of the spear, in my opinion, responsible for Trump getting elected in 2016. That's just a known fact.
And that's why they want us off air and shut down. So do not take InfoWars for granted, ladies and gentlemen. As you see what happened to Donald Trump today, who knows what they're going to do to us next to keep us off the air in this pivotal election year. Now, we just finished up an absolutely epic broadcast here at InfoWars. Alex Jones is still over there shooting videos. We're uploading more videos and content to InfoWars.com and Band.Video right now. But InfoWars has had the sense of urgency. InfoWars has had the survival instincts for the country. And for such a long time, we've kind of been the lone man in the arena, shouting from the top of the mountain. But slowly and surely, more people are realizing how InfoWars has been ahead of the curve and how Alex Jones was right all these years. But I can't help but get the feeling after today's verdict that they got something coming for us next. So I don't take a day here at InfoWars for granted, and you should not take a minute of our live streams for granted either. Now, having said that, I'm going to be doing live coverage right here on my X account and at rumble.com/Owen tonight. I'm going to leave the studio and go live on Rumble, taking calls, responding to the verdict tonight and what you think about it.
Awesome. Everyone make sure to support Rumble. Owen Schroyer on Rumble as well. Make sure to support Owen Schroyer on Rumble as well. Let's see what else we have. Here's Fox News reacting as well.
I was saddened to watch it. I disagree with this verdict. I think, as I've said before, that this case was legally unfounded. When they were reading those guilty verdicts, the one thing that we didn't know is really what he was found guilty of. Because if you remember, the judge allowed the jury to find guilt on any one of three secondary crimes. We weren't told whether the jury found any one of those crimes, whether they found all three of those crimes. I'm not too sure we will know that. That's one of the many issues that I think presents reversible problems in this case. So what I would say is that this is a historic moment. We all have to take a breath. But for those upset by this verdict, remember this remains a country committed to the rule of law.
No, it doesn't.
And this is going to go up on appeal. I think it's going to be reversed in the state or federal systems.
Agree. Totally agree. But the whole appeal process, it'll just serve as another distraction for Trump if by some miracle he gets in. So, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Look at that. My ex account is just like on fire right now. It's crazy. Absolute world news. Irrelevant. What is this? Guys. I got breaking news. The Rhino GOP, they have responded. The Rhino GOP have responded. They've taken to the streets, and they're making their voices heard. Here we go, guys. They're making their voices heard. Country, screw America. Let's go. So we Israel. We don't need to stand with Trump right now. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. That video just popped up in my feed. I thought it'd be a funny joke. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I don't know if so here are some anti-Trump protesters on the ground in New York. I mean, take a look.
Fuck him! Fuck Trump! Every day! Fucking kill the guy next! I'm down for whatever! Just get him that fucker out of here! Fuck him! Fuck Trump! Every day! Fucking kill the guy next! I'm down for whatever! Just get him that fucker out of here! Fuck him! Fuck Trump! Every day! Fucking kill the guy next! I'm down for whatever! Just get him that fucker out of here! Fuck him! Fuck Trump! Every day! Fucking kill the guy next! I'm down for whatever! Just get him that fucker out of here! Fuck!
I don't know, man. For everyone out there that's like, I don't think they'd actually assassinate Trump. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. Oh, my gosh, dude. Unreal. Ugh, I don't want to hear from Tim Scott. I'm sorry. I can't listen to Tim Scott. Guys, no thanks. No thanks. Yes. Hold on, let me refresh this for you guys real quick. Let's see what Robert Barnes is saying. Let me pull this up. I just lost it. Where'd it go? Oh, here we go. Robert Barnes weighs in again and says the Trump verdict will pressure the Supreme Court of the United States to make presidential immunity without impeachment more expansive. Interesting take. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. New York. No, that's an older video. This guy, Alvin Bragg, dude, I swear. He's just like this fat retard. He's literally just a fat retard. Guy doesn't have a thought of his own. He's just told what to believe. And he's just told what to say. Okay, let me see. Let me see if I can get this one up. So here is the redheaded libertarian. She's very popular on X, and is quite the constitutional. And when I say she's kind of a real expert, let's see what she had to say. I'm always interested to see what she has to say.
Here are the 27 grievances of the Declaration of Independence. Number one, King George would not pass laws for the good of the people. Number two, King George wouldn't let the governors pass laws either. Number three, if the colonists did want laws passed, King George required them to give up their rights of representation to do so. Number four, Parliament was only held in England, and this was meant to...
Okay, I think this might be like an older video. Hold on. I think this might be an older video. Yeah, I'm getting all kinds of emails from the Trump campaign. It's a big deal, guys. It's a big deal. If you guys are just tuning in, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link, please share it everywhere. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate you. Wow. Yeah, apparently Trump is receiving like insane donations right now. Never seen anything like it. Oh my gosh. Maxine Waters has weighed in. Here's Maxine Waters. Trump, shut your mouth. You talk about saving the Constitution. You're the one who has disrespected the Constitution. And you as supporters who believe we should get rid of the Constitution. Shut your mouth. You convicted on all counts. She. Shut your mouth. That's how she talks, right? It's literally how she talks. Oh, the blacks. Is Joy Reid live right now? Did they roll out? Oh, God, they did. Let's see.
Traditional civil libertarianism, which you do see sometimes authentically on the left and the far right. It's actually something worse. It's autocratic. It is just the abuse of these terms as, oh, this is only for oppression and suppression and not for the other side. And so, you know, Chris Hayes has rejoined us here as we approach the 8 p.m. hour. We are looking today at something that's never happened before, something that many people historically have always seen as a dividing line. Republican Denny Hastert was Speaker of the House. He was all the way up, as Fat Joe might say. And when he was convicted, he went all the way down. Republicans were done with him. George Santos was a less important Republican. Conviction hurt him. When Democrats saw Rod Blagojevich, who at one time people forget was a popular Midwestern governor.
And a rising star.
Rising star, quote unquote, before he was on The Apprentice and convicted, and then ultimately pardoned by Trump, because of course he was. Traditionally, these are disqualifying events.
Y'all like my wig? I look like Trump. I hate him so much. I want to look like him. Know what I'm saying? Rigger, know what I'm saying? She ski.
A jury of his peers convicted him on all counts today.
Yeah, I think traditionally, I think you've seen both political leaders and voters make a distinction between charges, a trial, and a conviction.
Come on, black girl, say something. Say something. Come on. Say something so I can roast you.
It's trials, and they have not been convicted, and voters say, okay. Well, you know, Robert Menendez is standing for second trial. He
I'm
was
black.
Not convicted.
I'm black. She.
The conviction usually, in the normal course of things, spells the end. Both, I think, for voters' judgment and the judgment of fellow voters. And I do think this can be a little bit of a trite trope, but I'm going to trot it out here. Let's just imagine the Democratic presidential nominee was just convicted of 34 felonies. It's comical because, like, in what universe is that happening? But, you know, I was sitting at this desk when a lifelong Republican career lawyer in a special counsel's report in which he said the sitting president shouldn't be prosecuted for the classified information that he had referred disparagingly to his memory and his age. And there was a full freakout. I mean, a full freakout in Democratic circles. There was op-eds about, well, maybe Biden should leave the ticket. Think about what would be happening in the Democratic Party and in the media conversation on the op-ed pages and all the places of pundits and pontificating. If the Democratic nominee had 34, it would
Please
be...
Please do that and make it Barack Obama.
It would be
make
a...
It more
yes, it would be a done deal. It is impossible to conceive even of the counterfactual. It is impossible.
Right.
We have gone so far down this road. They have made a bet, the Republican Party, and it's this. They've understood one thing. The nature of the polarized landscape we live in is that if they collectively do everything together, they create a floor for how bad it could get. And they are going to do that.
Okay. I can't listen to this dildo sitter anymore. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm just... Guys, ultra homo. Super ultra homo. Super ultra homo. Hey, LFA TV family. Tonight's episode is brought to you by ammosquared.com/LFA. We are streaming also on LFA TV. So make sure to support the channel. ammosquared.com/LFA. ammosquared.com/LFA. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Your ammunition grows slowly over time, stored for free while it builds up, and is shipped whenever you want it, shipping out in just 1 to 2 business days. Truly automated, set it and forget it ammo purchasing. Pick your caliber, set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that is it. Ammo builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it. It's very budget friendly and a way to build a stockpile of ammunition quickly. It's customizable. Buy as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar cost averaging to your advantage. Also, make sure to go to LFATV.us, LFATV.us. Make a donation of any amount. Check out the store. Check out the official LFATV flannels. All the proceeds go directly to funding LFATV. Again, coordinates LFATV.us, LFATV.us. So we're going to start taking your calls here on my channel. We are going to start taking your calls here on my channel. So everybody, if you're watching on LFA TV, jump over on my channel, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. If you're watching on LFA on Based America, jump over to my channel, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. We're going to take your calls. I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear your take on this. I've been talking for 3 hours. I'll go all night. But I want to hear from you guys. So thank you guys on Based America. Head over to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I'm going to take your calls. We're going to put up the number right now.